Welcome to Conversations on the Art of Jesus. And my name is Bill McPhee. I'm one of the teaching pastors here at the River Church, and I am today's host. And this 10-minute conversation is part of the River's vision to create a culture of discipleship, meaning Jesus formed in us. And this 12-part series will highlight one practice from the life of Jesus with the desire to cultivate his life in us. Each of these practices are connected to one of our four key values: love, enjoy, play, and share. And today we're exploring the topic of generosity, which is connected to the value share the story. And to walk us through it is the lovely April Thill, who's assistant director of children's ministries here at the River. Good afternoon, April. Good to see you.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I think you're just really eminently qualified to talk about generosity because you recently made me some delicious lentil soup, and I thank you for that. It was fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so talk to us about generosity. What is this character quality that is so evident in Jesus that he wants to form in us as we're one of his disciples?
Well, originally when I started the whole process of looking into this topic, I thought of it more from a standpoint of wealth and our monetary resources. Then I realized that this goes so much deeper. It's definitely more relatable to me as far as time, as far as heart issues, as far as listening to people, giving the resources that you have, no matter how little, or great, also just being unselfish in the small things, just kind of like making sure other needs are met before your own, and giving something up sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, in order to, so that somebody else can have it.
Yeah.
In light of who Jesus is and generosity, as I began to explore that, his love in and of itself, if we have been the recipients of his love, you'll know how overwhelming and how abundant and how generous he is with his love. It's just this constant outpouring, as well as the blessings that we experience on a day-to-day basis in our lives. He's so generous with the blessings that he bestows on us mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So, yeah, I think that's really kind of opened my eyes to really what generosity is. It's not a monetary thing in and of itself. Also, in biblical times, he was incredibly generous. The more I thought about it, he's not someone that carried a lot of cash in his pocket, mm-hmm. right? He had no money, as far as I could tell, or very little. And he was so generous with his time and healing people, taking the time to talk to those outcasts that other people wouldn't normally talk to, and even the story of the widow who gave her last coin, feeding the multitudes of 5,000, mm-hmm. that's an insanely generous act as far as I'm concerned.
So, yeah, he really modeled it well, and I've heard it said you can't outgive God.
Right.
You know, his blessings are amazing, and as they come in us, they can flow through us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, why do you think it's really important that as a follower of Jesus, we kind of grab on to this idea of generosity and we allow him to form it in us? What are the upsides of generosity? Why is it vital? Why is it important? And maybe, you know, what are some of the liabilities of not being a generous person?
I think generous people by nature, truly generous people that are receiving from God, you know, his abundance in their own lives, are truly beautiful people, just in the way that they are and in their being. And
they're very attractive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's this organic or authentic outpouring that comes from people who are just genuinely and authentically generous as a result of just a relationship with Jesus and receiving all that he has for them. The downside could potentially be a mindset of scarcity. I know that I've struggled with that in my own life, and just not, you know, being concerned that I don't have enough. And then you tend to kind of almost hoard a little bit, and you become a prisoner of that whole mindset, which leads to just a lot of worry, and maybe even could be portrayed as stinginess, I suppose. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And in that stinginess, the hoarding of our possessions, it's almost as if we don't own our possessions anymore, but they own us.
Absolutely. And even as far as time goes, you know, we're all such busy people that we sometimes have to stop and just think, how can I better spend my time or share my time with those in need?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just to stop and pause and to release some of that. And the generous person is the truly free person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's so good. And I just seen you live that out in your life, April. But these are hard things. And so as a follower of Jesus, we want to grow in our discipleship and grow in becoming more like Jesus. So help us get kind of tangible in terms of some action steps we can take to grow in our generosity.
Yeah, I think ultimately it comes straight from God. You know, as we receive his outpouring of his love and the generosity that he has for us and the acceptance and that generosity of who we are to him, and also the blessings that he has, if we are able to receive, which is the key word, because I know it's really hard to receive sometimes, then I think it just, like I mentioned earlier, organically and authentically just pours out of us as people. Mm-hmm. I think a practical way to practice that could be to just be more mindful of how can I give more of myself, more of my time, more of my heart, more of my resources, and just make a cognitive effort to just take some steps in that direction to begin to share more of, I guess, who we are ultimately and what we have with others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there is one final thought that you wanted to leave with our listeners today as they kind of tackle this idea of growing in their generosity, what you have any final thing you'd like to say?
Yeah. I guess I'd just like to ask, you know, how do you feel as you look at your own life and evaluate your spirit of generosity? Is it easy for you to give, or do you find it challenging? I think those are probably some good things to evaluate.
Yeah.
And then which areas of generosity are most challenging for you?
Yeah.
You know, is it time? Is it money?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take that before the Lord and just help him, have him help you.
Yeah. And baby steps in the right direction this week will help us get on that pathway.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, April. Yeah. This is really a delight to be with you and a delight to have you loving our children and their parents.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, so we hope you've enjoyed a conversation I've had with April, and you can catch our other conversations and the one-page tool on generosity on The Art of Jesus on our website and at www.riversouthbay.org. And we gather Sunday mornings and throughout the week as a community to love, to enjoy, play, and share. And we hope today's conversation gives you a vision for how to do that well.